Welcome to the Community Conversations podcast, where we believe that world transformation begins with gospel transformation, and gospel transformation begins with discovering the truth about who God is and who you are. And it starts right now.
Everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Community Conversations podcast. My name is Brian Hess, and I'm here with Noah Chant.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thanks. Good
to be
here.
Your first time?
Yeah.
First time on the show?
I'm a bit nervous. I don't do public speaking a lot.
How's your week been?
Really good. Did some Halloween stuff.
Yeah.
I made this joke today in the staff meeting. Everyone, I didn't make a joke. I was just saying it, but everyone thought it was funny, but it was a really good week on the griddle.
You know, Katie told me, and I should have, because you were talking about everything you made on the Blackstone.
Yes.
And I was going to like try to one up you, and I just forgot. So
you should have, because you made hibachi, right?
We did hibachi. We've done burgers a couple times recently.
This week? Oh, just recently.
It might have been, I think it was last week we did that.
I'm getting so comfortable with it now that, like, at first I was a little, it was big and not scary, but mm-hmm. It was just a little intimidating because you're seasoning, you know, it's a griddle. It's not like a grill. Yeah. You can't throw it on, throw it off.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of coming into the place where, like, I'm becoming its master. I'm a little less nervous about hopping onto it. And so
sure.
I'm a little more just crank it on, crank it off.
Yeah.
And so, because, like, you could, like, I made two, like, biscuits, like, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, yeah, I could make the eggs and the bacon inside, but, like, I got to make the eggs and then the bacon.
Right.
And I did all of this in, like,
yeah.
under 5 minutes. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Just boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's been a good week on the griddle. That's really been a good week for me. So I feel like a king when I'm behind, like, a grill.
Yeah.
There's something, like, in your, like, testosterone that comes out when you're grilling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially on, like, you know, I've said this before, we have the tradition of Saturday mornings. It's college game day. I'll get up, make a big breakfast. And, like, mm-hmm. when football's on, you're making breakfast. Like, I could lift a car, like, off of a toddler when I'm doing that. There's just so much testosterone flowing through my body.
That's so funny. We've used it for breakfast a couple times, but we're big. We go hard on dinners.
Yeah. I'm getting more into it now. But yeah, because I do make smash burgers a good bit on it. I'm kind of starting getting more into some different recipes. The hard thing is the lie of a griddle or a grill is that you're eating at home, so it's cheaper. It's not. Really is what I get from my griddle that
yeah.
much cheaper than, like, going out and getting food. It's more fun,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, like, if you're doing it as a cost-effective thing, it's not always very cost-effective.
Yeah. Yeah, there are certain meals we've made. That you're right are probably just about it.
Yeah, because I've been wanting to make, like, Philly cheesesteak,
yeah,
like sandwiches, you know.
Yeah,
but it's a little expensive.
Sure. Yeah.
So anyway, this episode is brought to you by Blackstone.
I know we need to move on. We could talk about our Blackstone.
We could
all day. Yesterday, as of recording this past Sunday, you spoke on politics. It's probably your first time doing that
ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Publicly, honestly, ever.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, through, like, social media or anything, I've never really spoken on it.
Yeah. I, you know, from pretty much my whole life, like, we weren't, like, a super overly political family.
Sure.
Like, my, you know, my dad, he'd watch the news. I remember, you know, growing up, he'd have Rush Limbaugh on.
You know? Oh, wow.
So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Glenn Beck.
But we weren't, like, super political. And even, like, you know, as even, like, into adulthood, politics wasn't something I cared for a whole lot.
Right.
Until very, you know, probably in the last, I don't know, since probably my mid-20s and on, I've really started, like, understanding, like, yeah, this does matter.
Yeah.
This isn't, you know, I don't want my life to revolve around this, but I need to be aware of what's going on.
Yeah. Well, I think, like, you know, I can't vote. Obviously, I'm not a citizen, I'm not American. But if I could... And what I do when I kind of look at where, like, I would lean my support to is, like, closer to time, you just examine policies, examine positions, and Mm-hmm. Kind of pick the candidate that aligns with you the most, and you leave it at that. If they win, great. If they don't, you still have to wake up tomorrow and live and do life. And so you just move on, you know, with your existence in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I know. It is that kind of weird thing that, like, no matter what happens, because for us recording right now, like, this is tomorrow night that this is happening. And so, like, either way, Wednesday, we're going to wake up and we're just going to have stuff going on in our day. And we're just going to keep going.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, there's a good chance by the time this releases, people know.
Yeah.
You know, who won, or at least have an idea. And so there's going to be a lot of mixed emotions, but you have to just continue on living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you were speaking yesterday, and you covered a lot. There's no way we're gonna get there here.
No.
But one of the things I found really interesting was, you know, you kind of, in your message, you, and if you haven't listened to it, go find it, because it was, you've had people telling you that it was the best message.
Yeah.
Some people.
Yeah, it was insane. Yeah, and I, you know, I didn't plan on, like.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I heard a lot of, I just don't think there's a lot of nuanced conversations around politics. I think it's pretty left or pretty right. And so I think when maybe people hear a more like middle centric approach.
Yeah.
I just think it's just feels healthy and you can feel okay again about politics as a whole.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. But yeah, people have received it.
Super well. Yeah. It's got Oscar nominations. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah.
Pretty excited.
Yeah. I heard there's going to be a movie adaptation.
I can't wait. I didn't care that they picked Chris Farley to play me, but.
So yeah, people have really been enjoying it. All that to say, if you haven't listened to it, go find us on YouTube. Go find it. Go watch it. Cause it was really good. But it was funny because throughout the message, you were kind of building, you know, this whole case for, like, why we should, as Christians, like, what does healthy involvement look like in politics? Like, what does that look like just in our day-to-day lives, in the actual, like, political realm? Like, what is the role of, you know, Christians there? And you were kind of building this whole message. Then you came to the end and you were like, all right, guys, but here's the thing. We have to be resistant of government.
Right.
And then everyone was like, wait, what?
Whoa, what do you mean? Well, there's so much. There is this weird thing where Paul and Timothy, Peter says it in 1 Peter. Jesus alludes to the same thing about, you know, you pay taxes. Mm-hmm. You're a good citizen. You pray for leaders. Even when they're oppressors, you pray for leaders and you obey the government officials. And yet in the contrast, we're called to resist government from a place of the principles of our own kingdom that we belong to, which is the kingdom of God. And that's a hard contrast in those two worlds there.
Right. Yeah. And you do see that because like Paul, like those guys were getting arrested frequently because they weren't.
Yeah.
they were resisting.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
And half of it's false and then half of it's true.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes there's a part of the resistance even that we face as believers is even when we don't break the law, people are going to hate us and find ways to throw us in prison.
Sure.
That happened to Paul so much.
Yeah.
Like Paul says to, you know, I mean, there's one Roman official that is over his case, and then he retires another guy, and every time he just keeps saying, like, I've not broken any laws, and they're like, we're not wrong.
But
we're not gonna get rid of either. Right. So there's this like weird thing he's caught up in. And so sometimes resisting looks like actually saying, like, hey, like, you know, if you want me to do this and it's against my thing, I'm not gonna do it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it looks like, hey, I haven't broken any laws, and they still get you anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's even just as challenging.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Like John was exiled, John to Patmos, and like his big thing. And I've actually recently heard some just preaching about that and kind of like what was really going on in that time and in his life. But he, like, his big thing was he wouldn't renounce his faith, and like that for them was enough. Like,
right,
like, you're not, if you won't renounce this Jesus guy, like,
yeah,
like you're done. But you're then they also like. because they were also like the government was also like a little bit afraid of what would happen if they killed John. And so they kind of found that middle ground of like
that middle place.
We can't kill this guy, but we can't have him around here. So we're just going to like exile him.
Yeah.
But it was just like, it was basically like he won't renounce his faith.
And he makes it back somehow. Right. Yeah. Doesn't even die.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a weird thing where there's just a harsh reality that there is no like genuinely Christian nations. Mm-hmm. Like we don't have a nation solely built on Christ.
Right.
And because of that, we will always, in some ways or some ideas or thoughts or beliefs, we will always be in some ways at odds with the nations we belong to.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a natural place of following Jesus because we attract the uncomfortability and anger that sin does to other people.
Yeah.
And so it makes it a challenge, not only being a Christian and talking about politics or being involved in it, but also realizing you sometimes without even wanting it, you carry this anarchy kind of title to you that you didn't even want to label yourself with.
Right.
And that's just, it's so challenging.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah. And Jesus, like, he's not surprised. He was like, hey, guys, no. just so you know, like.
She's like, they killed me, so you're
people
fine.
People are not going to like you, yeah. You know. And so it comes with the territory. But you're right, it is this odd tension that we live in where, like, yes, we're meant to be, like, good, upstanding citizens, live by the laws, pay our taxes, do those things. But then at the same time, like, our allegiance needs to be to the kingdom of heaven first. And yeah. So it's weighing out, like, what does that,
yeah.
What is a healthy way to live that out look like to where, like, we are good, upstanding American citizens or Canadian citizens.
Sure.
Yeah. But also, like not allowing our allegiance to, you know, any earthly nation take precedent over, you know, the kingdom of God in our lives. And that's just a tricky thing.
It's a hard, and you know, there's a two-sided coin. And I talked about this Sunday night, but on one hand, we have to make those decisions through the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. prayer, and deep theological thought.
Yeah.
So we don't come to those decisions lightly. We also aren't hateful. We mm-hmm. don't scream at people. We're not rude.
Right.
We're not throwing Molotov cocktails into windows. Like we're not those people.
Yeah.
On the other hand, though, when we decide to resist based off kingdom principles, we also, as Christians, accept those consequences.
Yeah.
So we're not angry about ending up in prison.
Mm-hmm.
We're not mad about maybe being beaten or whatever it may be because we understand the consequences of decisions that we've made.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, we have to, in the same way, be willing to say, I'm not doing this, be okay with what will the judgment and the retaliation that will come from a government perspective on those things.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes what we want is we want to reject this and live in a bit of anarchy and resist government and be this thing, but also like, but don't come after me.
Yeah. And just think that everyone's going to be like, oh, well, that's,
yeah,
we'll leave you alone.
Yeah. You're totally fine. But that's just not a reality to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the other hard part of this, but yeah, it takes a lot of prayer, a lot of presence, a lot of deep theological thought to determine what places or where I stand on kind of different things. And the thing is, at least here in America, there's not a lot of like forceful laws. Yeah, abortion's an issue, but like I'm mm-hmm. not forced to get one.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, alcoholism's an issue. I'm not forced to drink.
Yeah.
There's a lot of non-forced issues. So there's more nuance now than, let's say, a Rome.
Yeah.
Where just being a Christian was illegal.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it's, you know, honestly, just in like the day and age, it's a little bit, it's still hard for me to imagine being in that world in that time, dealing with what Paul dealt with.
Oh, man.
Dealing with these different...
He got stoned like 3 times.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
He got beat up. I mean, he's just bruised, and he wasn't young.
Yeah.
Paul didn't start his ministry in his 30s. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? It was most likely in his 50s.
Right. Yeah. And so, like, we, you know, we're talking a lot of, like, theory right now.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we don't come to a point where we're, like, actually experiencing this level of, like, where we have to resist to the point that we are being beaten, we're being imprisoned, right. and we're being, you know,
right.
crucified, yeah. you know, like those guys were.
Yeah, it's, you know, and so when we weigh our issues, like, yeah, I think there's a place of humility.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, like for me, like a sense of relief.
Sure.
Those are hard decisions to make.
Yeah.
Like follow Christ and be burned alive on a cross upside down like mm-hmm. Peter or.
Yeah.
Right now it's like, you know, Republicans or Democrats.
Yeah, right.
It's such a contrast difference.
Yeah.
From where Christians once were, mm-hmm. you know, and that's another thing we have to remember in this whole kind of story that we're building yeah. in our lives is like. We are called to participate in politics. We're called to be good, upstanding citizens in politics. We're called to resist politics, but also really the focus of our existence is a totally different kingdom altogether.
Right.
And so we go in where we need to, we come out where we need to come out, and we don't overly focus and live in this world of just focusing on that thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. But then, yeah, and it is this weird tension because if we're going to like make earth look like heaven, like you got to start to ask those questions like, well, what exactly does my involvement in the world look like?
Right.
Because and is it enough to just like love our neighbors and to just do things the kingdom way in our little lives? Do we run our businesses
right.
that way?
Right.
Or well, is it like, do we actively try to get involved in
run
politics?
Run for president.
yeah.
Yeah. Right. Run for governor. Well, and it's hard because the kingdom of God comes through changed hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Not change laws.
Yeah.
And for, sometimes change laws help. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's wrong. You know, we try to give a pretty clear definition of abortion mm-hmm. and marriage Sunday night. You know, we are, as a part of our Christian faith, we believe that all life is created equal and is valuable to God. So we are in complete, we are completely against the idea of abortion
mm-hmm.
all the way from, you know, 0 to 9 months. We believe in the traditional sense of marriage between a man and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have some of these basic principles, but there is just a lot of, after some of these basic things, everything is the heart of man. And so we can make abortion legal, we can make marriages, we can make that, but we have to affect the heart of people.
Right.
Like, just because abortion's illegal doesn't mean somebody's not going to want one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we haven't done anything.
Right.
You know what I mean? We've just, we put people where they're going to go get illegal ones.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, not only is that more dangerous, but mm-hmm. it hasn't helped the problem.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? It's a lose-lose in so many ways.
Yeah. Yeah. I think at the end of the day, the more the church is able to be the church and actually bring the influence of the kingdom, you wouldn't have to worry about what laws say what about these issues.
No.
Because you're right. Like you said, like that kind of change happens in the internal heart level.
Right. Well, and what could we do with politics if believers were humble enough to be who Jesus fully called them to be as people groups, as, you know, if the political sphere was infiltrated with people like that, what could they accomplish?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's scary to think about.
Yeah.
What could happen? What could fully be recognized and done? And mm-hmm. what monumental moments of history could we see through that?
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, we don't really know, but it would be really fun to find out.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah. When I think about the church, I mean, as much as we talk about how frustrating it can be to kind of look at our recent history and just the ways that the church has kind of let go of her authority and her influence that we're meant to have.
Yeah.
I think about the future and I think like I get excited thinking about the potential that we have, the potential that the church has as we continue to like spread the gospel and let
right.
people catch the reality of like what, and like, I love that even yesterday you talked a little bit about the history of like rapture theory with
yeah.
with Darby and how like, and how that kind of eked into the culture.
Yeah. It
how,
made us this kind of like where we're going to separate, watch the world eat itself alive.
Right.
Just wait for God to come back.
Right. Cause if you believe that Jesus is coming when the world is at its worst, you'll have no, what's the word I'm looking for?
Impact, light, anything.
Yeah, I just went blank. There's a word
you'll
I'm thinking
there.
For. Motivation.
Yes.
We'll say that. What motivation do you have?
That wasn't it, but yes.
To just start throwing words out. We'll get
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we'll find one. Yeah, like what motivation do you have to be the light of Christ? And if he's coming back for a bride that's without spot or wrinkle, how is that attached to letting the earth go to hell in a handbasket?
Right.
They just don't commingle.
Right.
there's no scriptural backing to it. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so, yeah, we pulled out of that thing. And then, you know, I brought in all the Jimmy Carter stuff, which made kind of moved us from, we used to be participants. Then we became separatists. Then we became activists.
Yeah.
And that's when things got really scary.
Mm-hmm.
Was when we became activists, because then politics became a lot of our framework.
Right.
And we're actually called to have a biblical framework, yeah. You know, and that's when things get a little dicey,
mm-hmm.
because we begin to mold scripture. We begin to mold the Bible and fold all of Jesus's teachings into my patriotism.
Right.
Which is also very scary.
Yeah.
That's how we get where, like, you know, like the bald eagle and Daniel, like, stands for America, or the eagle's wings. It's like, you know, it's how we can get there real fast. You know what I mean? Like, we can get to this all being about my country and my way and my things. And that's where it gets even scarier.
Yeah. But yeah, I look to the future and I'm just filled with tons of hope.
Me too.
The potential that we have to make the world a different place.
Yeah. And I think Christians are coming into the day and time where they're more aware that they can influence the world through more than, like, good church services.
Yes.
Media, business, yeah. Health, you know what I mean? Healthcare, like whatever it may be. Like, mm-hmm. we are infiltrating more and more and more, bringing the kingdom of God more and more and more through more avenues than just a Sunday morning,
mm-hmm.
you know? And that's exciting to see throughout the church as a whole.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I mean, and you know, some of that stems from, there's been this thing where people have often relegated any kind of, like, ministry related work, whatever that looks like, however you define that, to just pastors. Well,
right.
My pastor he'll preach a message that'll get my neighbor saved, and, you know, this and that. And I'm just going to go to my job and just do, you know, and
I pray
keep those
at church
things separate.
I worship at church. I do Jesus stuff at church, and at home I'm mom or dad or husband or wife, or,
and at work I'm just this title. I'm just this, you know,
an employee. I'm just nine.
This employee. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so as we recognize that we can bring this to every sphere of our influence.
Mm-hmm.
That's just when things change. When people start to actually catch a hold of, like, oh, like, you're not just some weirdo that believes something crazy to me.
Right.
You're actually living a life that I'm
kind
of envious of.
That's contrast to mine. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, this election will speak more to that than ever before, because if the person you want to win loses, and most people know who everyone's voting for by who they are.
Yeah.
Everyone's kind of let everyone know.
Sure.
If your candidate loses and you still have peace and you're still the light of the world and you're still living in rest and the joy of the Lord, that's going to speak volumes. It's going to change how people see you and think about you, because most people, when their candidate's going to lose, this is going to turn into mass chaos.
Right.
And so it's just, you know, like, I think there's a moment now more than ever for the church to be the church.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to rise to the occasion the best we can.
Yeah.
You know,
and again, to contrast our current experience with, like, a Paul, you know, he would write verses like, guys, like, in all circumstances, like, be thankful.
Yeah.
You know, I've learned how to be content in all, you know, in every type of, you know, whether it's abundance or lack, or, you know, I'm doing well, or I'm in pain, or I'm, you know, being persecuted. You know,
he's like, I'm just good.
And he's writing those kinds of things oftentimes, like, in prison.
Right.
You know? And so, like, you look at these guys, these, like, heroes of our faith that we look up to, and they were so convinced and they so bought in to Jesus and his gospel that it permeated their life to the point that, like, they could be in prison, they could be being stoned and beaten, and the whole time they're like, guys, like, isn't God so good?
Well, it's like, I mean, you see it, like, in prison, when Peter's in prison and he's praising and worshiping and praying, and you're like, this is insane.
Yeah.
And it's so radical and different that that's how Christianity kind of sets fire throughout all of the Roman Empire.
Yeah.
It's just this radical different way of viewing existing.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't understand, like, what we're called to within that, and how contrast we're called to be to the world around us.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's challenging for people to see any type of way. I think it's just challenging for people to act any other way than how they see the people around them acting, because that's normal.
Right.
But that's not the kingdom.
Right.
And politics should not overall determine my joy and hope.
Right.
I'm involved in it. I have opinions. If I could vote, I would vote. Mm-hmm. I look at policy. I want to win. I believe in Christian values being brought into law. Mm-hmm. I believe in all those things. But at the end of the day, like, my hope is only found in the Lord.
Right. Yeah. Because like we said earlier, the more people in the world catch a hold of the gospel, the less we'll need to be going after laws to prevent people from doing the things we don't want them to do.
Right.
Because they'll just have a different set of values that they live by.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And so it's just, it's a challenging topic.
It is.
It's hard. We're called to obey. We're called to resist. We're called to be involved. We're also called to a different kingdom. And mm-hmm. so it requires a lot of nuance, a lot of thought, and a lot of prayer. And at the end of the day, hopefully being the face of Jesus to all those around us. And that's kind of what it gets centered down on.
Right. Yeah. You know? That's good. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
Great.
Awesome. Did we just solve the whole world's problems?
That's it, man. We could just spread this. Make sure we get this to everybody we know.
Chant Hess 28, man. A free Big Mac for every American on Mondays. Chant Hess 28. We'd win on that. We'd win on that policy.
Yeah, this is America, man. Yeah. You could get people.
Free Big Mac and a Coke. You kidding me? I don't win you Pennsylvania, Virginia right there.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
All right. That was good. Yeah, I appreciate you venturing into this topic and helping people know just how to think about it and how to process and how to exist in a world that's so, you know, politically.
I know. Yeah, I'm with you. And it felt like a moment to give a pastoral word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it felt like a moment to be really a shepherd in a moment. And I think it's needed, not all the time, but in hard moments, hard weeks like this one, it's just needed sometimes. So,
yeah.
And by this, who knows what we'll be dealing with by the time this actually comes out.
Right.
Recorded it on Monday, and by Wednesday, we'll probably know who's president, so it'll be interesting.
Exactly.
Yep.
Cool.
Awesome.
All right. Appreciate you.
Anytime, man. Call me anytime. Anytime.
All right, that's it for this episode. For everybody who watched and listened, thank you, and we appreciate you guys, and we'll see you next time.